Well, where to start? There's so much to go through tonight. We're going to be in John chapter 17 tonight, and I tread very carefully on that scripture. It's very intimate to me. I hear people say you ought to take your sandals off before you read it, because it is such a holy chapter when Jesus is praying to his Father. And that's one thing we do as a whole. We're always wanting to bring others to Christ. We want to share the gospel with us to keep people from that terrorizing eternity in the lake of fire. And that's putting it politely, because it is a nightmare if we've known anyone that may have gone there. And I could tell you what I titled this message, and that would be enough for it. And we could all go to our business meeting. We're going to talk about a sovereign Savior that surrendered. We see sovereignty, and let me explain that to you. That is having complete control, total authority over everything. God gets what he wants, whenever he wants. And we should put that in our lives, and we can do that, because we always strive for God's will to be done. Psalms 115, our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatever he hath pleased. And we know King Nebuchadnezzar learned the hard way about God's will being done. He had to sit in that field for 7 years, eating grass, until he finally mentioned, and he said in Daniel chapter 4, God does according to his will. I think I might have too, after 7 years and acting like a cow. Chapter 17, John, verses 1 through 5. We'll try to get through the first five verses. Everybody there? Amen. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. We talk about Jesus and the Father. I don't want anybody to get confused. This is the same Jesus that was in the Old Testament. He is the God manifested in the flesh. He is our prime example of how we should live. And that's the reason he came here, was to save us and to show us there is a way. These words spake Jesus. He was in the Passover chamber talking to his disciples in chapters 14, 15, and 16, explaining clearly what we can expect, and lessons in life. And Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven. And we see Jesus doing that a lot. He prayed a lot to God. And this is one time, the longest prayer, I want to say that, he prayed that's in this Bible. Father, the hour is come. We see the hour has not yet come in earlier parts of the Bible, and we see God's sovereignty is reigning true here. He has a specific time in order. He put each one of us here for this reason, and each one of us will know that. He has a purpose for each one of us. I think I used Leland as an example this morning. He could have been put back in 1425 and 1492 and sailed the ocean. Was that you, Elijah? Okay, good. But we need to trust God, God's timing, God's purpose. He's got this. In 2 Corinthians, we don't need to turn there, chapter 10, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he says over, but ye that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. We have nothing need that we need to glory but him. He has given us this. When we wake up in the morning, it's hard to stand in one place, Sister Barbara. We glorify him when we go to bed, when we wake up, when we eat breakfast, when we go to work. All these little things in our lives we do for him. The little things that we do when we glorify him will become bigger things. We've seen King Solomon, he built the most beautiful temple. Noah, he built the ark, glorifying God all those years, and we can also do that. It's amazing what happens when we start glorifying God in our life. See, the abundance pours over with the, we will not become unfruitful. He will bear us fruit through all things. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I want to read this text to you to illustrate glory in God. And I think we'll just read Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We can see he surrendered. Wherefore God has also hath highly exalted him. God has glorified him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's turn back to John chapter 17. And as you're turning there, let me read a little bit in the book of Romans. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Glorify our Savior. It is important to, as we live, to show in our actions and our words that we can glorify him. Verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. I love what the Scofield Bible says in their notes. Who's got a Scofield Bible? Amen. I'm going to read this to you. Jesus Christ is God's love gift to the world. John 3:16. Everybody ready to say it? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Beautiful. Believers are the Father's gift to Jesus Christ. It is Christ who commits the believer to the Father for safekeeping, so that the believer's security rests upon the Father's faithfulness to the Son. I found that beautiful. It was. Verse 2 states, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. God has given Jesus all power. In Daniel's vision, he has dominion over all the earth, all the glory. He is the King of Kings. It is and then John also says that he's given Jesus all authority, all power over to execute judgment, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Now, we'll see that word given throughout the book of John, chapter 17, numerous times. I want to say at least 8 times throughout this chapter. And it's not about what he's given us. Sure, he's given us the fruits of the Spirit. He's given us a home, a car, so many material things. But the main thing he's given us a reason to live. I'm still in verse 2 here. That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. I was taking a nap today, and I usually have Kelly remind me of these great things I think of when I'm taking a nap. And Jesus Christ gave us eternal life, and that is something that we really need to focus on. And I would share the gospel with anything. I mean, we never know when the last day might come. And because I love everybody so much, to share God's gift of salvation is a must. Continuing in verse 2, you should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. God gives us to Jesus. Jesus gives us to the Father. Verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Isn't that some great truth? That we can know the true God, the God that created everything. Amen. Verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. What is that work Jesus came here to do? To save us, to die on that cross. When he said, it is finished, his work was finished. John 19:30, that's when he said, it is finished. Our sovereign Savior surrendered his life on that cross. And when we meet him at the cross, we surrender our lives. Yes, he came here to save the world and to show us how to live. And now, in verse 5, and now, O Father, glorify thou me, which thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Jesus surrenders to be a Savior, to finish the work, to be once again with the sovereign God, as he is and was and always will be. Depend on it. You will never go to heaven unless you are prepared to worship Jesus Christ as God. And one more, I like Spurgeon quotes. This one I kind of made up in my own words. So, in all thy troubles, Christian, lift your eyes unto God and be saved. In all trials and affliction, lift your eyes unto Christ and find deliverance, safety. In all agony, in all guilt and shame, lift your eyes unto Christ and find pardon, freedom. Remember to put our eyes heavenward and our heart heavenwards too. Bind a golden chain around yourself. Put one link in the staple in heaven and with the other. Hold on tightly. Look unto Christ. Fear not. There is no stumbling when walking with our eyes up to Jesus. He that looks at Christ walks safely. As Christ lifted up his eyes in verse 1, we can too glorify Christ. Glorifying God, that's what we glorify. We surrender to our sovereign Savior as he surrendered to God's will. Jesus prayed again in the garden. He said, not my will, but yours be done. We can say that. We can completely surrender to God. All right, well, let's go to business meeting. I'm going to stop abruptly before I get carried away again. Yes. Yes. You know, that's a great thing. When we read the Bible and we get a chance to just soak in God's Word with what we do, it's amazing what each one of us will get something out of that message. As precious as it is and how much it means to myself, just knowing that through his prayer, when he's praying about himself to his Father, and if you go home and continue through that, he prays for the disciples and for us as believers. It just means so much to know that someone that powerful is continuing to pray for us right now to this day. And have you thought about how amazing that prayer is? When we pray, we have the Holy Spirit making intercessions, groanings for us. We have Jesus, the mediator, and we have God up there just waiting to hear from us. Let's pray tonight. And if there's anything, any part of your life that you think I could surrender this. I can trust, Lord, with this. It would be a great time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for your word, that we can continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of that, Father. We thank you for sending your Son to die on that cross, to be buried and rose again, just to save me, Father. How amazing is that gift? I pray that you give me the strength and the power to boldly glorify you, to honor you, to praise you, to put you first in all areas of my life. For each one here, that we could walk out this room with their heads held high. Guide this business meeting as you've given so much to us here. Let us honor you with that. In Jesus' name, amen.